Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode here on Birds on a Blue Note. I'm Trevor, joined by RJ today, and we are going to be doing a quick recap of the last series against the Marlins and just a little quick peek at the upcoming series with the Phillies. I know RJ is joining us for just a quick minute, so gonna kick it over to you, man. Wanted to get your thoughts on.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely series win is big, right? That's back-to-back series wins. So taking one from the Padres and taking the next one immediately from the Marlins is great. You'd love to see a sweep on day three, but I mean you win two out of three every you take two of three every time, honestly. So sucks we were Marlins' first win of the year. You don't want to be that, but it is what it is. They were gonna win one eventually. They weren't gonna go 0-162. Some of the key takeaways, I guess, from that series that I was looking for, like more specifically on certain players. Well, the bullpen has held up really nicely. 11 and a third from them, all three games. Only four earned runs, and two of them were in that last one, the blowout. So you and I go prior to that, we gave up two earned runs in two games prior on the two we won. It's pretty good. Mets has been stellar, five more scoreless. You'd like to see that pitch count go up a little bit. I think he stopped about what 80 to 85 when he was pulled
Yeah.
innings. He's looking like a pretty strong number two right now. I don't think he's given up a run yet. Can't really ask for any more than that. What are your thoughts on Marlins series?
Really, I mean, for me, it was huge for Herrera stepping up with Contreras out. I mean, both games, he was critical in those wins. You know, grabbing his first home run, especially after a lot of the up and down. Great to see that confidence come in. And he had a few hits in both games. And again, crucial to that comeback. And then in the 3-1 win where Mats was going, he provided that initial spark in a RBI later. RBI or a run, I forget.
Yeah, and he's the catcher behind the plate too. He's the one calling the game, or at least partially calling the game with pitch com. You know, it varies from pitcher to pitcher, but we always, as Cardinals fans, we always like to harp on like how important Yadi was to our pitching staff and having that kind of presence behind the plate, and help. And if you look over that time span when Yadi was here, the Cardinals team ERA was lower as opposed to when he wasn't behind the plate. So we're seeing some of that with Herrera being able to be calm, cool, collected behind the plate. Call a good game. He's been impressive every time I've seen him play. Even when he doesn't hit at all, he's impressive. It's a similar to kind of Victor Scott. You know, he's if he doesn't hit at all, he's still like making a difference. And that's what we've seen from him. But especially with the bat. Also, like you mentioned, if you're a savant guy, get on Baseball Savant right now. They have Herrera as the number two barrels per plate appearance in baseball, which is kind of crazy. He's squaring the ball up really well. He's seeing the ball really good at the plate. For a backup catcher, our two best hitters right now are catchers, which I guess leads into one of the other things I want to talk about is don't want to be a negative Nancy here, but Arenado and Goldschmidt both struggling. Need them to turn it around. This team will only go as far as they go. So hopefully, this upcoming Philly series, they get going. You know, we haven't seen much from Arenado at all. He's swinging a wet noodle right now. Goldie's letting too many fastballs just zip right by him. What are your thoughts on that, Trevor?
I mean, thankfully, the rest of the team has been picking it up. The series wins are the most important thing. There's so many games here, and you're going to go through those ups and downs that this stuff is going to happen to even the best hitters. So I'd rather we still be winning the games because that's
Absolutely.
ultimately the goal. This is a team sport. No, there's a reason why when Trout and Ohtani were together, they still couldn't win or get it to the playoffs or win a World Series, because this is a real team sport. You know, it isn't just like we're football where you can have a star quarterback and a star defensive lineman or a star wide receiver too, and you know, take the league over by storm. No, you need like a full team, people contributing during the times where your guys are down. And this is one of those times. These guys are professionals. I'm confident that they'll work through it. And again, even if they're on a down slump, like their worst seasons are usually still like top 30, top 50 in the league. So There is some cause for concern, but as long as we're still winning the series and they're contributing where they can, that's what matters. Because again, they'll pick it up at points. You know, Arenado had in the comeback, Arenado had that double,
He had the key double, yep.
that key double down the line. You know, you're not gonna hit all the time, and it's working through finding those little things, and so. It doesn't give me too much concern. We can come back to it in 2 months if it's still continuing there. But as for right now, I just chalk it up to one of those slow starts for those two. And again, the less pressure they feel with the team doing, the better they're probably going to do sooner because they don't feel like they have to be the hero anymore. If Herrera is picking them up, if Gorman's getting that double down the line like he did too, you know. Everybody's contributing. They're not like, oh, I need to hit a home run. Nato was just like, oh, I just need to put my bat on the ball there. He did, went down the line, opposite side, beautiful. You know, I'll take that every day. I don't know
100%.
about you, but
Yeah,
yeah,
it
that's
says a lot
me.
about the team too, where like those two are the two key offensive guys and they're struggling right now. Let's just be honest, they are. It's not a big deal. Like you said, it's a long season. But the fact that we've been able to even stay at 500 with the tough stretch we had to start the year. I mean, four Dodgers, three Padres, three Marlins. Marlins were playoff contenders last year. I mean, they have a bad start now, and I don't know what they're doing organizationally, letting Skip go and Kim go, but to be able to win in spite of that, I think says a lot. And we have like a really good young core nucleus that we've kind of they're going to be the guys for a long time to come. So it's nice to see the contributions from players other than them to be able to get those wins when they're needed, and those guys are struggling.
Yeah, and as far as Mats goes, Mats was another big takeaway that I had from this series, getting those 0 runs. I don't mind them pulling him a little early just with his injury issues. If it
Early
means
on,
him,
yeah.
if it means him going one less inning every game to get a full season of that, count me in. Even if he's given up a couple runs every 5 innings, like that's close enough to a quality start, in my opinion, that it saves the bullpen. And the other
The
thing,
key, yeah, the
Gibby.
key with that is we got to
Gibby.
make sure the other guys get those innings too, though, because we don't want to run into what we did last season where the bullpen's burned out. So if Mats is going a little bit less, we have to make sure Lennon, and that's another thing. Gibson got shelled, but he
Oh, yeah.
still made it through six.
Dude, I was telling people the whole game, I'm like, these games are going to happen. He's going to get shelled. He's going to be off some games.
That's
We bought him
super
as a
key too.
5 innings eater. As long as he is giving me 6 innings a game, that takes stress off of the bullpen for one game every series. And again, the goal is series wins. In a long season, you are going to lose. The worst, like, attitude you could have is, I want to win every game. It's just not feasible. Even the best teams in history have lost a third of their games, 33% of the time they have lost. So if you're winning the series, winning 2 out of 3 of every, now I know with the Dodgers we came so close, and that's where I was like a little upset with that one. But again,
Yeah,
it's the
John
Dodgers.
King.
If we win 2 out of 3 of the rest of the season, or even 2 out of 4 in split series, we're gonna end up over 100 wins. You
The
end up
bad
over
teams, play
100.
500 against the winning teams. That's what gets you into the playoffs.
And that's why when people get upset that we're resting guys on the third day against the Marlins because we've already won the series, it's like, yo, the key is to keep winning series. We've won the series. Yes, you want a sweep, but if you go for the sweep and then you're tired and can't rest the next game and series, then it compounds, like you were saying, 162 games. Like, yes, these are professional athletes, but unless you've played over 100 games or thrown over 100 innings, like, you don't know the stress that does on their arm. You feel like rubber towards the end of the season,
100%.
even
Yeah, I
with
mean,
the
I'm in a
most.
men's softball league, and I take some mean swings up there, and that takes a lot out of 162 games. But yeah, that like we were saying, I mean, that's if Mats can give us five scoreless or five, giving up one or two runs as like our number three every time, that's fantastic. And I would take that every time. The key to that, though, is if he's only going five, guys like Gibson, guys like Lynn, even if they get shelled, it's gonna happen. It's baseball. We need those innings somewhere else. And I think that was huge for Kyle Gibson to, even on like his worst start, still get through six innings and save that bullpen for the long stretch of the season. It's big deal.
Well,
Big, big deal.
and then even when we had to turn it over to the bullpen, getting multiple innings out of those guys that came in, that was big too. I think it was Fernandez that got two, right? In the
Yeah, I believe
zone.
so.
Yeah, I think he
Dave
got,
got
give me a sec, just want to double check.
Fernandez gave us 1.1 and King gave us
Oh,
1.2.
King almost gave us two full
Yep.
innings. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So, I mean, the fact we only had to use two relievers and more as a like long relief versus, spot, hey, I'm only coming in for
And
those two
these
or
are
three
like our
guys and then
last
I'm
resort
done.
relievers too. These aren't like our top like Gio Helsley,
No, spot
Kitcher,
on.
yeah, these aren't the guys that we want to waste in a game that's over. These are the guys we want in the game when it's close.
And last year we were having to waste those guys because everybody was having to eat innings. Guys were only going three or four innings, and then we were having to come up with some way to come through
Yep.
for the rest. And
Yeah, it
it
was rough.
just,
I don't want to talk about last year too much. It's
but
depressing.
we are 500 this far into the season. Most people actually didn't have us being off to this good of a start. I know a lot of people had us being swept by the Dodgers, then losing two of three. And a lot of people, even again, to start the season, had the Mets being a good team. And obviously, they've had injuries and stuff hit them, but people had them, some people had us losing this upcoming series to that past, sorry, past series. But yeah,
Marlins.
this
I
Philly
feel like
series is going to be big. I mean,
huge. Do we need to
what do you
win
want to
tonight? I
see?
think we need to take tonight. We got Wheeler tomorrow and Nola the next day. This is a big game. It's not unfair to say that Wheeler and Nola have had our number in the past. Doesn't mean tomorrow will be any different. Doesn't mean we can't put 10 on them. But you want to put that pressure on them as opposed to having our backs against the walls against Wheeler Nola. Just take it one series at a time, one game at a time. Yeah, so was it Spencer Turnbull? Is there? I think they're started tonight. So.
Turnbull wasn't bad in his starts so far. So, I mean, we just got to try and jump on him early. We got to get to them early. We're at home for this series. So, got to take that home field advantage and win this series again. These next couple series are actually big, in my opinion, against Philly, Arizona, and Oakland. We're really going to see where this team is at. But yeah, taking tonight's game will be critical. It's always easier when you take that first one too.
Yeah, for
Puts more
sure.
pressure on the next team to perform and whatnot. But yeah.
For sure. Yep.
Those
Also, nice to see Gorman hit two bombs yesterday. He's
are
been struggling. He's had, gosh, I don't even want to count however many Ks and however many plate appearances was the narrative. He's seen him launch a couple. I think will do good things for the rest of the season because he hits them in bunches.
Getting those and then also getting that one that went down into the corner,
Yeah.
too. Like he just needs to realize that you got to take what the pitcher gives you. I think sometimes a lot of these guys try to do too much with the ball once they get up here because they have that power. They've seen that success in AAA. And it's like, no, if they're not giving it to you, if you're trying to pull the ball and they're throwing you outside, you got to go oppo, man. You may
Yeah,
not
he's
like
got the
it,
kind of
but
power too to still hit it over the wall too. He's a guy that's gonna have to like carry this. Be one of the guys that carries this offense going into the next phase of Cardinals when Goldie Arenado or close to done or done. So
yeah.
it's good to see him have some success yesterday. Even in the loss, it's you look for the bright spots, and he was one of them, like with Gibson going the six innings.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, those games are going to happen. Like you said, if you can still get some success, get some traction, still see some fight coming from some of the guys, that's all you're going to want to ask for at the end of the day. But any final thoughts before we go and get ready to watch the game tonight?
No, nothing yet. I'm looking for big game today. Then we need to win today. Get the series started on the right note.
We
Takes
do
less
need
pressure off facing Wheeler Nola the next two.
Miles to have a good start. We need him not to have his Dodger start and have his Padre
Yeah.
start.
He needs to eat a nice pregame lizard and get that mojo going. Burn some
Well,
incense. Get rid of that last bad start juju.
awesome. Well, we'll wrap it up there. RJ, thanks for joining us today. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you later this week. Hope you have a great rest of the day and enjoy watching the Phillies game. Take care.
Hey everyone, go Cards.
Go Cards.